So the concept of Varnashram and even thank you so much, and even the whole idea of farming communities requires a certain level of personal development for us to accept the austerity that goes along with it, the ethics underlying it. Otherwise, we just see things differently. And of course, that's not news. Education changes your view of the world, whether it's mundane education or spiritual education. So I'm trying to place the emphasis on this we already emphasized, or hope that the spiritual ones, chanting, hearing, and so on, developing spiritual spiritual qualities, as well as perfecting Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. This is generally what we talked about in Bhagavatam class. This we don't necessarily have a systematic approach to. Well, my humble suggestion is that based on what I'm reading here, unless there's active development in terms of our own human qualities, as Prabhupada calls it, this becomes very difficult to introduce. The greater Varnashram, but to speak of outside of farming community, even more difficult, but it becomes very difficult to introduce. And as I mentioned, well, here's one, satisfaction. To be actually satisfied, if you take the Varnashram model, who's satisfied to do menial work? Or in other words, the same, satisfied to do the work of a Shudra. No devotee is a Shudra because devotees are Vaishnavas. But in developing any type of community, ultimately, until it grows to a sufficient size, as I mentioned yesterday, devotees are going to have to be willing to do the needful. We did statistics. We had 400 devotees transiting, that's adults, through New Rajadam. Not all transiting, say 150 are here, 250 have gone. For one reason or another, but generally it boils down to, you know, don't tell me to do something that I don't like to do or that I feel is beneath me, or I need more space, or I just don't recognize that this is really my mission, this is something that I have to do, although Srila Prabhupada very much emphasized that. Being satisfied with either who we are or what particular service we have, and being satisfied with a different standard of living. If you go down the hill behind the temple, then to the right, you see two small houses. They're the 20 square meter houses that Prabhupada drew in New Vrindavan. We only built two because no one else was willing to live in them. They have to be, now they're, you know, more like 45 or even sometimes 60. And it's a fact that in India, where everything's going on outside, the weather's good, then there's no problem. But try living in 20 square meters with a family, it's difficult. The idea of just being satisfied with, or being able to be satisfied with the food that we grow, and I mentioned that yesterday, it's not an easy thing. We're a kitchen religion, we're used to having all kinds of things, mangoes flown in from Mumbai, but all of a sudden there's no mangoes that are growing here, and what grows, grows, and if a crop fails, then you have even less. Nowadays we call it self-sufficiency, sustainability. A long time ago they just called it life. That's the way it was. And that's how everybody lived. Whatever there is, that's what there is. And they were all right. So how do you develop these qualities? And how do you cultivate these qualities? My emphasis here was for the purpose of community development really also means education, educating ourselves as persons, people, on the first volume of Varnashram book that the Yatra published. Our emphasis was on this, because that's where we're starting, although it was entitled the Varnas, but actually prior to the Varnas comes these qualifications. Krishna summarizes them into about 10 later on, but he also says the same thing. You cannot practice a certain social structure unless you have really the qualification for it. And my submission is that in our development of both our economy, our environment, our social structure, we need to keep in view that if we want devotees to be more open, accepting to this type of social model that we're presenting, then they have to be reprogrammed. We have to be reprogrammed because we're programmed in a whole different way. We're not programmed to be satisfied with what we need, but everywhere we look, we just see advertisements, buy this, buy that, you need this, you need that. And that's, it's just inbred within us. So these and other qualities are extremely important. And so in the Hungarian Yatra, we're working. We're doing regular seminars on this topic, on these qualities. Devotees are giving regular classes on it. It's part of the counselor system. They discuss it. We're trying to develop a curriculum so that it's actually systematically taught to bhaktas in the school, gurukul, because that's where it starts. That's where it started. So Yudhisthira Maharaj asks, how do people come to pure devotional service? Well, Narada Muni answers, first make them human beings. And then they'll be inclined to it, they'll see the need for it, and they'll see the need for the fact that, yes, we need a satisfactory and a very conducive material culture in order for us to practice Krishna consciousness. Because conditioned soul means that we're dependent upon the conditions or the circumstances under which we're practicing Krishna consciousness. And the only condition that's satisfactory for Krishna consciousness, or that really works, is the mode of goodness. And these things are the qualities of the mode of goodness. So the idea being that with all of the obligations and everything that we're trying to do in terms of agriculture, cow protection, and so many other things, we to make that actually permanent and to really invest in those devotees, we need to invest in also their spiritual life and also their, as I call it, religious life or personal development. I think I just wanted to say that much and not go any further. I'll just stop instead if anyone has any questions or comments they would like to make. We need to invest in our farmers, in our gauchas, in whoever is doing. Otherwise, we're fighting with the same dynamic. And of course, not just in farms. This is everywhere.
Thank you, Maharaj. One of the reasons we wanted to ask you to talk about this is that we've observed that in the development of farm communities, this point is many times not looked into. And we see that you may even have some physical structure in place, but over time, this structure just disassembles. So, I just felt that having this type of information and then moving on to actually having courses, like you say, your yatra is producing materials, disseminating that, and even having specific courses for, let's say, a Goshala manager, and so those are included so that he understands how it's going to develop, is a direction that definitely we need to take. So I wanted this.
Yes, I can only agree. It's something that, you know, we're applying yatra-wide. So whether it's Budapest Temple or here or the smaller centers, also we're trying to emphasize the cultivation of these qualities, and so that devotees are really, really conscious that these are our values, our moral values, and then to what degree we can manifest them or their presence, that may vary from person to person, but unless we do that, unless we educate, then it'll be very difficult to maintain any sense of real success in projects. And these are the most sort of trying projects. It's just easier to get the devotees to go out and sell books than it is to get them to work with the cows and bulls.
Maharaj, I feel very saddened, and I want to thank you for expressing at the top level in ISKCON regarding the scenario about Varnashram. You being also one of the GBC, I was hoping, or maybe with some brainstorming, you can, with other God brothers with a similar mindset, maybe bring about some kind of proposals or something, because we look up to you, at least, because you have this vision, and Krishna may grant you that strength if you maybe coordinate with like-minded devotees in your caliber in that position.
I didn't want to paint a absolute negative picture or even a negative picture. It is going on. There are GBC members who are very concerned about establishing Varnashram, who are doing their best to develop and support farming communities. In terms of the entire GBC body, it requires a certain momentum, and things take time. If that's all the GBC was doing, and discussing Varnashram, then it would happen quick. But they are burdened down with a lot of other things that go on, and then they're not just about what's going on globally and what's the direction of society, but then in local places. It's like, I'm here, and the next thing I'm out the door because I've got some other things to do, which is a shame, because I would really like to participate here. So it's happening, but it's got a way to go, and we're out the door, we're on the way out the door in terms of time-wise. Our time is very limited. So it's really something very important that successive generations, and we've got, you know, more than the next generation, we've got like two generations here, that devotees actually finish things, do things that we're not able to do. And not just this, but in other issues, I've just adjusted to the fact that things don't happen overnight. And that the development of, you know, religious organizations, countries, things go through phases, and to bring about change it takes time, but devotees really have to own it. And, you know, it's a very strong statement when Prabhupada said 50%, and he just didn't say it once. He said it to Bhakti Chumraj, he said it to Abhiram, he said it to Brahmananda. So it was on Prabhupada's mind, And if you listen to 1977 tapes, things that most on his mind is scientific preaching and Varnashram. And he really brings it up at very unexpected times and places. If you see that part of the video of Prabhupada's final lesson, then Prabhupada's come at Krishna's Leela and all of a sudden starts talking about Varnashram and the importance of Varnashram. Why? To subdue the influence of passion and ignorance and to come to the mode of goodness, because in the mode of goodness, then as Lord Shiladev says, Krishna consciousness becomes really effective. And then you can transcend mode of goodness. And basically that's a sort of important message that somehow, I don't know, doesn't necessarily always come across with devotees, think that, you know, we jump from some other mode up to transcendence. But it's not what Krishna says. Krishna says that by mode of goodness you subdue passion and ignorance. And by cultivating transcendence, then you go beyond the mode of goodness. So it's a stepwise process. But you've got to work on it. And that's in that three modes of material nature chapter, or there's chapters where Krishna is talking about that, and he tells us we have to make conscious choices. He gives this list of 10 things: water, religion, mantras, and so on. You choose, they're all in different modes, or they invoke different modes. So you make a choice, and by choosing, that actually then invokes a particular mode to dominate on you, even though we may have our own tendencies. That's happening, but it's a... So yes, that responsibility kind of thing. What does someone who's going to raise their hand? Uh-huh.
Mostly what you're speaking now today here is about teaching devotees about these qualifications for building Varnashram. I'm just like maybe thinking a little more into way how to introduce these qualifications also to the other society, to say like that if we divide people into devotees for devoting to Krishna and those who are not yet there.
Well, that's certainly the other part of Prabhupada's mission, is that the whole world should be again structured in a Varnashram system. But we really need to start with International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and we have to, that our society needs a social structure. And until we agree and actually implement our social structure, which is not an easy thing, it's really quite complex, and make that transition to that, then we can't teach people in the outside. Well, we can teach them about this, they'll appreciate that, but trying to introduce something to the world that we're not doing, it's like trying to get them to chant Hare Krishna if we're not chanting it. So they want to see, well, if this is so good, show us. And that's what Prabhupada wanted to do. Prabhupada went to Saurav Damodar Maharaj he's from Manipur, and Prabhupada was very enthusiastic because it's traditionally a Vaishnav country. He said, yes, I want to go to Manipur and I want to make it into a Varnashram state and show the model to the rest of the world how it can work. But I'd be happy if we transform ourselves, so to speak, of the rest of the world. We're a bit ways away from there. Although when we were young devotees, it was just going to happen in 2 months that the world was going to change.
18 days.
We have high ambitions. I'm on time.
Yes, on time.
11:30. Thank you all very much, and Hare Krishna.
Thank you.